Hey, today in Relationship Hour, Sam Silk's Relationship Hour. Is it okay to call your friend, significant other for anything? Or should you go to the friend or sibling first? Your calls and comments are here on the show. Hey, what's happening, man?
Sam, it's your friend. If you can't trust them as a friend, they're not your friend.
Mm-hmm. So if it's your friend, you should be able to trust them to call your woman.
Pretty much.
In that order, man.
I wanted to call and say that some people just shouldn't be so naive to life and circumstances. And I understand what the guy said. That's your friend. You should be able to trust them. But at the same time, you know, we grown folks and things happen. One thing can lead to another. So I just say if the person needs to call your significant other, that's fine. But I don't know. It depends on how many phone calls, what time of the day are phone calls occurring, and what the phone calls are about.
And if your man or woman, what they should say, you know, Ray Ray called me today. And Ray asked me, you don't want to get caught off the guard that you don't know that they had the conversation and you don't know nothing about it.
Exactly. Yeah. So keep everything open, things in perspective.
Now do you have any of your friend's man's telephone number?
Well, I know people who are married.
Answer the question.
Yeah, I do.
Why do you have a number?
Because his son and my son go to the same school. They was on the football team together. And we just lock each other's number in just in case somebody got to pick up the kids or whatever the case. However, I have his wife's cell phone number in my phone, too.
Well, that's your friend. You're supposed to.
Yeah, but I called the wife before I'm going to call her husband. Even though I knew her husband first, I'm going to call her, though. Respect her as the lady of the house.
Good job, Queen. I know my boundaries.
Okay, now, you go through your mate, and your mate asks, because this happened to me. Me and my kid's mother was real cool.
Yeah.
I ended up sleeping with her sister, because we were so cool.
Oh, was it good? What? Are you for real?
Yeah, but it wasn't worth it, though, but we had got that close, though. To pick her up from work, she'd be like, go get my sister from work. Bam. I used to go get her. Yeah, sometimes, hey, she has me running to the store or something. Then she moved in with us for a minute.
Oh, when did the whole sister thing happen? Why she was living with y'all?
No, after she moved into her own place, she had me come over to fix something.
So what's the relationship like now?
No, we ain't together no more. I done got married and everything. I moved on.
How did your wife find out?
Oh, no, I told my wife those years ago, though.
Oh, you confessed to it.
We told her what happened.
Wait. We told her what happened?
Right, because I had kids by this girl.
So why don't y'all just stop?
No, because that's the kind of man I am. If I do something that's stupid, I got to own up to it. And I don't want to hold nobody else's life up. Yeah, we're about to get married. You can't build no marriage on no lie like that.
All right, man. All right. Yeah. I guess you got to respect that, y'all.
At least I can't. Some people can't. I can't.